continue now. Last night in the debate between Ted Strickland and John Kenneth Blackwell, my fellow Xavier graduate, former vice president of Xavier, former mayor of Cincinnati, some rather more startling details came out about Ted Strickland's Mark Foley problem. Joining me now is Jerome Corsi of WorldNutDaily.com, plus many others. And Jerome Corsi, welcome to the Bill Cunningham Show.
Bill, great honor to be with you. Thank you.
I'm holding in my hand an affidavit signed by a police officer that said the following. Officers responded to the East Elementary School area after receiving a complaint that an unknown male had exposed himself to two female juveniles as they walked by his car. And then under another date, this affidavit says that officer spoke to a 12-year-old. Her name is here, but I'm not going to give her name on the radio. And another 6-year-old. Both state they were walking east on Maplewood by the elementary school when they passed a new shiny gray Camaro. As they passed the vehicle, the driver opened the door and pulled down his pants and, began to pleasure himself.
Yes.
And they described the subject as a white male, 5'10". We have the name here. This gentleman was a congressional employee exposing himself in 4 separate charges to children, and he worked for Congressman Ted Strickland. And kind of pick up the story from there as far as what you're reporting today.
Well, that's right. I think, Bill, I've got additional detail on that. I have the name, which I reveal in the WorldNet Daily article today, of the person involved. He was the campaign manager of Ted Strickland in 1998. He now lives and works in Chicago. I spoke to him yesterday. I spoke to his attorneys yesterday. And I've got the actual police arrest reports from Athens, Ohio, in 1994, which was before he was working for Strickland. But Strickland hired him despite these problems. And I've been able to document that Strickland was told of these problems that this campaign manager had, and Strickland did not remove him from the campaign. In fact, when Strickland won re-election in 1998, he took this campaign manager on a private trip to Italy, which Strickland's wife did not attend. And I've been able to document all that with the name of the individual involved and published it today in WorldNet Daily.
Well, the spin from the Strickland camp is that this was a lower-level employee and that Ted Strickland knew nothing about it. Is that accurate?
No, and not according to the information I have, Bill. It was his campaign manager, a very highly placed and trusted campaign person who was also on the congressional staff. This person also did work for Clinton Gore, so he's not an insignificant political flunky. And Ted Strickland was warned about this person, and it would be inconceivable to me that he had not done a background research hiring somebody as campaign manager. If he's claiming he didn't know, he certainly should have known.
Didn't he know in 1998 this fella had been exposing himself to children?
Yes, and in fact, I've been able to document Strickland's campaign was warned through by being sent the police reports prior to the campaign ending in 1998. Strickland did nothing to discipline or fire or get rid of this campaign manager. In fact, when they won, after they knew all about this, he took them on the trip to Italy, campaign manager and himself alone without Strickland's wife.
Well, the next year, in 1999, this campaign manager, you have his name in the report, is that correct?
Yes, the name is published in WorldNet Daily today. If they just go and read it, I've published it all. I've spoke with the individual involved extensively yesterday, and I spoke with his attorney. I list the attorney's name. I give the entire discussions. And what we're talking about right now is true. The attorney did nothing to contradict anything we're talking about today. The attorney validated everything we're saying is true.
Well, relative to this campaign manager, what spin does he put on the fact that he was convicted on events that happened involving children in 1994? Does he kind of confirm or at least not deny that these events happened, that Strickland hired him, that Strickland knew about it and kept him employed as a congressional employee, then the two of them fly off together to Italy? Was that any of that refuted?
None of it was refuted. In talking both with the person involved, the campaign manager, and his attorney yesterday, none of those factual details were disputed. They asked me not to reveal his name, but I got his name through being sent these documents. They were sent to a number of bloggers and attorneys in Ohio, and then to me as well. And it was fully revealed in the police documents. It's all on the police record that I have.
I'm holding it here. It's
right, exactly. And so, and none of the material details were denied by this sexual offender exposing himself and pleasuring himself in front of minors in a schoolyard in Athens, Ohio, 1994. I've got the police record. He pleaded guilty. His blog, which I also cite in my article on WorldNet Daily, admits these factual details, says he's undergone therapy and has now found his faith and religion and claims to be healed.
Oh, that's good. I mean, if that's
right.
True.
If that's true, that's good, and I have nothing to dispute that. But I said, you know, I maintain that these facts are all true, and Strickland continued to employ him as campaign manager after knowing this, took him on this trip to Italy.
Just the two of them.
Just the two of them. Strickland's wife not included, including the trip going on after the election as campaign manager won. A highly prominent individual, well known. If you look at his name and see it, people in Ohio are going to know who this guy is. WorldNet Daily publishes all the details and reveals it completely. And, you know, this guy evidently did not leave Strickland's office until 1999, which is, again, another year after the campaign ended.
Well, to add insult to injury, in 1999, the United States Congress reacted to a report saying that pedophiles do not cause injury to children. NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, and others have been contending for years, which I think is a bunch of baloney, that if a man has sex with a young boy, it's not injurious to the boy. And so the Congress passed a resolution. They passed it 355-0, condemning man-boy love relationships, except a U.S. congressman from Southern Ohio named Ted Strickland voted present, but not voting. And then 15 days later, Congressman Strickland on the House floor made a speech condemning his colleagues for voting for the resolution, correct?
Well, that's right. I'm going to write an article tomorrow in WorldNet Daily. A number of people in Ohio are calling for Strickland to withdraw from the race, a number of prominent people, because of the Foley problem, just as the Democrats called for Speaker Hassert to withdraw and resign after the accusations on Foley were made clear. What this whole incident reveals is I believe Ted Strickland is soft on the whole issue of pedophilia. He hired a sexual abuser who was abusing minors. This campaign manager continued to hire him after he knew that this was the case. And Strickland's even on the record with saying that he would hire criminal felons. I mean, I guess none of these things bothers Strickland. Maybe his days as a psychiatrist in prisons convinced him that felons and sex abusers are just fine to have in positions of authority in his campaign, and probably even when he's governor of Ohio.
And Jerome, he wants to extend domestic partners when he becomes governor to all state employees. He's against the Defense of Marriage Act, and he's in favor of gay adoptions.
Well, and he's got some of the almost every gay or lesbian or transvestite organization I can find in Ohio has endorsed Strickland or is in favor of him. I mean, he's clearly the gay candidate, the choice of all these groups, and his record continuing to retain this sexual offender campaign manager exposed himself and pleasured himself in front of children in a schoolyard, you know, 11, 12-year-old girls.
Yeah.
He kept him and his employee, took him on this trip to Italy, and didn't seem to mind because for a year afterwards, while he was voting, you know, not to vote,
right,
to reject this horrible study of the American Psychological Association suggesting that love between sex between adults and children could be good for children.
Well, the other thing is his sexual orientation is not of great concern to me. What is of great concern to me are his political beliefs in favor of domestic partnerships in the state of Ohio, DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, he voted against that, gay adoptions, and then not condemning pedophilia. I'm sure he's not in favor of pedophilia, but I think he's insensitive to the injury caused to children by pedophilia. There's no question about that, because he made these statements on the floor of the U.S. House criticizing his colleagues for condemning pedophilia. And he said, you have to understand the victims sometimes grow out of these things, and the victims somehow do not have lifelong consequences. And this is the man who wants to become governor of the state of Ohio.
That's right. And there's a question of honesty and full investigation and full disclosure. These charges about the campaign manager who exposed himself to children has been made since Flannery and was running against Strickland in the Democratic primary.
Brian,
and through all that time, Strickland's not come forward.
Oh, he won't.
Now we have the name of the person. Is he still going to refuse to come forward, Strickland?
Yeah. Well, last night when it was brought up by Ken Blackwell at the debate. He accused Ken Blackwell of jumping into the gutter. He didn't respond to it. He accused Blackwell of jumping into the gutter when talking about Ted Strickland. We have about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
A personal attack against Ken Blackwell does not answer the question, and that is, what did he know about the staffer who exposed himself to children and pleasured himself in front of 11-year-old girls in a schoolyard? What did he know about that? When did he know it? And why didn't he do anything about it? Those are the questions, and they deserve an answer. The Ohio voters deserve to know the answer to those questions, honestly.
All right, Jerome, the website is worldnetdaily.com.
Correct, worldnetdaily.com. My article's on there today. I'll have another one tomorrow.
Jerome Carsey, you're a great American.
Bill, honor to be with you. Thank you.
God bless you, and I'll get that stuff to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's continue with more. 155, Billy Cunningham, 700.